Hi, this is Cliff from the Cliff and Sharon Radio Show. Welcome to this week's podcast, where we count down five of the most impressive, interesting stories from our show this week.
Oh my gosh, there's some great stuff going on in the world, and we want to share them with you.
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never, here it comes.
Number five.
This is by far the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
What do they think I am? Dumb as something?
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
What a dumb thing to do.
Dumb, dumb, quick news.
Well, if you're looking for a reason never to try marijuana, I think this is probably it. This guy in Texas, high on marijuana, mistook a dog bite for a gunshot wound. But how that happened is the best part of the story, right?
I love this. Police responded to this reported shooting last week. And when they got to the scene, they discovered this guy who thought he'd been shot in the bum. And this is funny because what really happened was the man had been smoking pot when a storm passed by and a big loud clap of thunder spooked the dog, which then bit him on the bum. So the combination basically of the noise of the thunder and the sudden pain in his butt made him think he'd been shot. So he called 911. When they got there, they put it all together and figured out, well, they figured out it was pretty good weed for a start.
Exactly.
I just love it. It was a K9 when he thought it was a Glock 9.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
The other side of the news.
Number four.
Think about this for a minute. If your husband, wife, or partner, whatever the situation is, gave you permission to have romantic relations with another person, would you do it?
Yeah. Would you do it? If they said, hey, let's have an open relationship, would you do it? That's a tough, or even just like a free pass, because you know that people talk about, you know, if you had the chance to have a romantic encounter with a celebrity, say, like your celebrity crush. Let's say, because who's yours? Is it Jennifer?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, Lopez. Any of
Carrie
the Jennifers.
I mean,
Carrie Underwood. I begs Carrie Underwood. But if it was just like a free pass on a celebrity, a one-time, totally improbable thing, because when are you ever going to meet them, and when are they ever going to, like, you know, hit you up with a million? Oh, I don't mean that. No, I don't mean like that. I don't mean that there's anything not desirable about you. I just mean, you know, if it's Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. You know what I mean.
I know.
I'm not being personal. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just saying. But
I am uber aware of my limitations when it comes to that area. And that look is all it takes.
No, I get it. You're a catch. You're a catch, and we're all lucky that Lisa caught you. But if your partner gave you permission to have an open sort of relationship, would you do it?
No, not for me. I know people that do and
ooh,
have.
Do I know them?
No. Oh, you don't.
Okay.
No, except that funny sales guy. But other than that.
I knew it. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Well, a new survey asked people, if your husband, wife, significant other gave you permission, would you do it? 32% of men said yes.
Wow.
Versus just 14% of women. So men are more than twice as likely to go for that deal than women are. But the odds are you'll never have to actually decide.
No,
right?
Exactly.
Because only 7% of people say they'd actually suggest that to their other, you know, significant other. And they'd only do it if they weren't really into them that way anymore anyway.
Other than the weird sales guy, who's on the top of your list?
Ooh, I don't have anyone, actually. I was
Come
thinking about...
on.
No, I don't. I don't have anyone.
There's no fantasy on top of the list for Sharon that you know, if you, you know, in another life.
Yeah, if I could. Yeah, well, no, there really isn't. If I want to sustain or even implement, let alone sustain, some sort of like a, I don't know, radio star image.
Yeah.
And I'm using the star word star. I know that in the very loosest sense of the word.
Sure.
Then I probably should have someone.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number
3.
Some people never cry. It doesn't matter what life throws at them. They're just really stoic. And then there's this lady. Her husband made a list of reasons his wife cries. Sharon, this could be you, I think. This thing has gone viral, mostly because it's just so random. You want to run off some of these? Because I think this applies to you, right?
Well, I wouldn't cry at these things, but some of the things that she's cried at that the husband wrote on the list, she cried when she was hungover and then saw a picture of a piglet. She cried at that. She cried when a fluffy bunny escaped from an Arctic fox in a documentary. I have cried in documentaries, so I can totally feel that. She cried because there were biscuits in the house. Biscuits.
Oh, this
is an English lady. Well, this
is
an English lady. So when she says biscuit, she means cookies, right? I would actually cry if there were not cookies in the house, but that's just me. And then she found out that swans can be gay, and she thought that was really nice. So she started crying at that as well. Bless her. I love her. Truly, I love her because I will cry at random things as well. I remember being in Melbourne. I used to catch a train to work, and I remember coming out of the train station in downtown Melbourne, big, busy train station, and there were some symphony orchestra students just performing. They were busking, basically, and it just got me all teary, just watching, for no reason. Here I am watching musicians, and I start crying. Bagpipes, I'll cry at
bagpipes.
Do you cry at them, though?
Well, you know, I get more choked up than actually crying, and my wife has a thing about this all the time, but it's not that I'm not emotional and I'm not afraid to show it. It has nothing to do with macho. That's just the physicality for me. I get a lump in my throat.
Well, right now my neighbor's dog has got had surgery on its back leg, and it's got one of those big cones on its neck. And so I was over at her place and I was watching this poor dog just bump into things because the cone keeps clipping on the edge of doorways and things, and that made me well up just thinking, oh, you poor baby. So anyway, I don't know how cheery other people are. We're going to post a photo of this list on Facebook so you can check it out. The random things this lady cries at. But honestly, I love her.
And you know what? Go ahead and add to the list if you like.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Improving your water cooler chat.
Number 2.
Hey, you can join us in social media at The Cliff and Sharon Show on Twitter and Facebook, or online at thecliffandsharonshow.com. Love the comments and questions like this one from Dave. You want to take a run at this one?
Dave, you dog. Dave's got himself a Tinder date. And he's wondering whether his date will actually look like the Tinder picture. Dave, I don't know if you're new to this whole online dating thing. You've got a fat chance of her. Look, that's just me saying, and he doesn't really care what we think. He wants us to run a Siri.
Photoshop.
He wants a 15-year-old photo. So he wants us to ask Siri whether his Tinder date's going to look like the picture. So here we go for you, Dave. Siri, I have a Tinder date. Will she look like her picture?
Is that a serious question? No way is your Tinder date going to look like their profile picture. Nobody puts a current picture on their dating profiles. Being honest about yourself defeats the whole purpose of being on a dating website in general. If people were confident with being honest about how they really are, they would just go up and meet people by saying hi in real life instead of swiping through a weird phone app. Some people cheat in their pictures to make it look like they have a jawline by taking it from a higher angle. In fact, some take them from an angle so high that it looks like a flying drone took it from straight over their head.
Oh, there's all sorts of that. Dave, good luck to you, mate. And do let us know, does she look like her Tinder picture? We kind of want to know now.
Hit us back. Hit us back on social media. Want to know. And take another picture from your phone and send it to us.
Yeah, do that.
No way.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
No freaking way, right?
Number 1.
So, what is the key to being really good in the bedroom? Is it technique? Is it confidence? Is it
taking
opportunity?
A shower?
No, taking a shower would be top of the list there, I think. Yeah.
Everybody thinks that they're good, you know, that they're good in those sorts of activities. I think nobody likes to think of themselves as a bit of a slouch, do they?
Well, that's why you visit the doctor and purchase little blue pills,
well,
I think, for men.
But that doesn't all that helps is the physical side of things. It doesn't help you become any better.
True.
At that particular activity, does it?
Right.
It doesn't make it doesn't help you make the bed any better. You're still making the bed like a slob just because you took a blue pill, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I get what you're putting down.
A new study found that there is a simple key to having good humana humana, or at least giving the perception of doing that, and that the key is this, and it's got nothing to do with the activity itself. It's got to do with spooning afterwards, right? Six
so
minutes.
Yeah. Cuddling.
Yeah.
Well, what's the time?
Six minutes is the magic number. Now, you don't have to go longer than 10 minutes, but you shouldn't go less than five.
And well, it's fact, 6 minutes. Hold on. It's 6 minutes. That's basically four times longer than the actual act.
I knew you were going to say that. But yeah, it's just spooning. 71% of women who snuggled for up to 6 to 10 minutes after the last time they, got together and made the bed with their partner, gave the whole session a good rating. But only 44% of women who snuggled for 0 to 5 minutes said it was any good. So that seems like there's a direct connection between that afterwards time when you lie down on the freshly made bed, and not as to how well the bed is actually made.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha. Yeah. Now wait a minute. Do you guys actually rate us? Did I hear you say that correctly? Do you actually rate us? And by the way, while we're rating people, how would you rate Richard in making the bed?
Richard makes the bed really well.
Does he?
Yeah, he makes
it. Does he make the bed really quickly, or does it take him quite a while?
He likes to make sure it's done well. So he doesn't, he doesn't cut corners on it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, he's thorough.
He is thorough. He
Very
is
nice.
Thorough. Yeah, I like it the way he makes the bed.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.